With AI, if you can think it, you can make it. But so can cybercriminals. Norton VPN Ultimate helps protect you and your family. Combining advanced online privacy protection with AI-powered scam detection so you can live your best digital life. Today's online privacy threats have met their match. Search Norton VPN Ultimate for a fast and reliable VPN that keeps you safer online.
Hi, Pod fans. Max and Barry here from Football Weekly. Right now, we're supported by Mini. Hey, Baz.
Hi.
There's a new England manager, and as we all know, for the first time in the history at the helm, the men's team has a German, Thomas Tuchel. Barry, for nearly a quarter of a century, Mini's been under German management. They became part of the BMW group back in 2001, and Mini would humbly like to suggest that sometimes when you've got great ingredients, all you need is a bit of fresh perspective and a few new ideas. Catch England's match against Albania at Wembley on the 21st of March, and good luck, England.
Gundry, who do you think you are making me wait all this time and then blowing me off? I feel like I'm interviewing the president with all these hoops I have to jump through and being blown off multiple times for, let's be honest, just a backup goalie in this league. So let's just start there. What's going on your end? Why the issues with me?
There's more important media out there that needed my attention, and
that hurts a lot.
I remember
going into Pittsburgh and asking you to fight, and you said no, so I had to fight Derek England, and he took a beating. But anyways, I appreciate you coming on, man. I know you're busy. The last year, supposedly, you said you're not going to play next year, so you probably got a bunch going on. I wanted to start with that. I played with Jumbo Joe. I played with Patty Marlowe. I played with a lot of guys who were ending the end of their career. I retired when I was 35. What was the decision? Why now? And why play the last couple of years? Because you're a legend, man. Like, I played against you. You're a Hall of Famer shoe-in. What was the reasoning the last couple of years?
Thank you. Thanks for saying that. Appreciate it. I feel like last year my contract was finishing last season, and when I signed it 2 years, I thought that'll be it after. But I still had the itch. Still felt good. Still had a lot of fun on the ice, and that's why towards the end of last season I felt like I wanted to play another one. And yeah, but then I think I had in mind, I'll play one more and try to make it count, try to make it good. And I think I'm there now.
I played with Henrik Lundqvist, and the one thing I noticed, and I never skated with you, I never got a chance to play with you, whether it's in the summer or whatever, you're off doing bigger and better things because you're very important. The one thing I noticed about Hank was the guy loved to play. In practice, he hated when someone got the puck by him. Like, he would try on every single shot. Are you that way? Or are you just battling all the time? Are you one of those guys who just is like, I'm in the net, and I don't want to take other shots when in practice and warm-ups and stuff like that?
Yeah, usually. I think that's all I've been. That's all I've played. Love playing goalie, love the position, right? But also get pissed off when I get scored on. And I think it's the most fun part of it, right? It's just to compete, to battle, even in practice, like you said, trying to keep your teammates off the boards, and just those skates. And those are fun saves too, right? When you battle, you dive around a bit.
Oh, it's catch. A mess.
Yeah, right? I think it makes it fun for everybody. And it's such a long and grinding season. So if you can make those practice days a little more fun and compete, I think it's a good thing.
Who's got the best shot on the Wild that you just can't figure out?
Oh, this couple have pissed me off sometimes. Zuccarello.
Oh, Zooks. Yeah.
Zooks. He just comes in like his stupid long straight sticks. Right? It doesn't move nothing. I don't know. It just, It's deceptive how he was released. And the other one these days, I think, Ryan Hartman also. Same thing. He changes like the way before he shoots, like how he pulls in, like shoot back, or like he sells something else and what he's shooting, you know. So I think it's annoying too.
Yeah, Zooks is one of those guys. He just, the puck always seems to be in front of him a little bit. And he's got that big old stick, yeah. And then it's off his blade so fast. And I remember I played with him with the Rangers, and we were Black Aces like 10, 15 years ago. And everybody on the Rangers were like, this guy is unbelievable. Get him in the lineup. Is he one of the most underrated players? And he's just a great guy off the ice. Like,
yeah.
One of the best. Is he, you think, one of the most underrated just stars in this league?
I think he's got to be up there. I don't know. Like, I don't know, I'm lucky I see him every day, right? So to me, he's not underrated. He's such a big part of our team and part of our success, obviously. But I think before playing with him, I, you know, obviously play against him in the Rangers a lot. But there's always bigger names maybe that the media talked about. But he's definitely a complete guy, very skilled, very dangerous, you know, for the goalies.
When you came into this season, you said it was their last year. Have you been getting gifts along the way like Derek Jeter got? Did you do that just so you could get more publicity and press and just have everybody looking at you? Was that the idea behind it?
No, geez. Last season, my deal is coming to an end, right? And everywhere, like every day, I got asked, like, are you done? Are you retiring? You know, is that it? You know, so I just got sick of it. And then, so that's why I said before season, it's like, This is it. You know, we don't need to talk about it every day. You know, we don't need to make a big deal. You know, I just want to go through the season and enjoy it, right? So, so it's been a little weird that way.
And now you talk about it every day.
Yeah, still. That got fired. Yeah.
Did you get any cool gifts? Like last game in Pittsburgh, Montreal, along the way, Chicago, either for like 10 minutes, but anything fun?
In Pittsburgh, they gave me the net of my last game there, so I was able to cut the net out.
A piece of the net. I thought the whole net.
Yeah, no, the whole net, actually. He cut it out of the goal, everything, you know? So I could
That's take, pretty cool.
I took it home, like, the big net. That was pretty cool.
What was it like, and I know this is beat to death, you got Sid, Letang, do you get pissed that they're still all there? Gino, that you're the one who left? You ever see those guys, and it's like, what the hell?
I don't know. I feel like I'm. It was a good time. I love my time in Pittsburgh. I love playing with these guys. Right. I thought I was gonna play my whole career there, and I was tough to leave. But at the same time, I can't complain. You know, I've been very lucky going to live different experiences in different towns, and I'm very happy. Happy where I'm at now, and it's always weird playing against him. You know, seeing them on the other side still, but. Yeah, all good.
What's and this is a good question from a guy on our Patreon, and I'm interested in this too. You've been in the league so long, what, 20 years now?
Yep.
What has changed with your playing style? Because back in the day, the game was so different from how it is now. A lot, there's a lot more east-west. There's a lot more just passing. How have you changed your playing style to adapt to the style nowadays?
Maybe a little more. But not as far out, you know, off the crease, right? A little less aggressive to have a chance to get across on those seam pass and back doors and all that stuff, right? And the speed of the game too has gone up, and so if you don't go as far out, you can, like, you know, recover a little better. Maybe a little less poke check, a little less two pad stacks, you know, just trying to get a little less crazy in there, but. I think that's probably the biggest thing.
I played with Marty Turkle, and it was always just a wild card when he was in the net, because he was be in the corner one time, flying across the next time. Who was your idol growing up? Like, who was the guy you patterned your game after?
First, I love all goalies, right?
Oh my gosh! Come on, give me a name. Like, everybody's great.
Two guys, I think the most that I watch the most. Patrick Roy, I was a big fan because he was in Montreal, and he was starting to play. Like when I was starting to learn the butterfly, like he was doing it, right. So he was one of the first guys to do it all the time. So that was a great model. He won the cup, 86, 93. Mm-hmm. the competitor that was, and all that. I thought it was awesome. And the other guy would be Marty Brodeur, who I love. I was a little more unpredictable, right? Like, yeah. He still had those poke checks once in a while, and you could see him smile through his mask, you know, in the game. I feel like he was having a good time playing the game too.
Yeah, you're one of the weird goalies who you can tell is normal. We've had a lot of goalies on this show, like we've had Swayman and all these other guys. They're, you know, to be frank, kind of boring. How do you stay so relaxed and so just like fun? Because it seems like you'd be a great guy to have in the locker room.
Thanks. I don't know. I just play the game, right? I don't think as a goalie you have to be different, you know, but love playing the game, love, you know, being with the boys always. Yeah. I don't know.
Great answer. You're just coming with the A game here, Mark Andre. I appreciate it.
Shit.
So
took some notes before this one.
No, it's fine. Answers. I'm just busting your chops. I'm trying not to do the whole 2-hour interview, like, well, you grew up in Quebec, you're a young boy, and this and that. No, everybody's heard that. I want to know the penalty shot. You came into the league when it was just starting, right? What's your thoughts? Do you like it? Do you think it's a good thing? Do you get annoyed by it? Yeah, the shootout. Sorry, yeah, the shootouts. Yeah. What's your take on it? Because you were there right when it kind of started. Do you like it?
I do. I think it's... as a fan, too, I think it's fun to watch. You know, everybody's on their feet in the building, right? Like, the electricity is good. Like, I don't know. It's you and the other guy, right? Whoever can make the best move, right? And come on top. So I think it's pretty good. I don't know if it's the right way to... for a team to get 2 points, maybe, right? Because it's a more one-on-one thing. But when it started, though, it was like we had a... Wasn't it like a 4-4 overtime and then shootout?
Yep.
So there's a lot of shootouts, but now I think with a 3-on-3 and then shootouts, it's better because there's less of them, right? But when you do have them, it's still very entertaining.
Who's got the best move, do you think, in all the years? Who do you think was just like, this guy's impossible?
You know, really got me good was remember Alexei Kovalev?
Yeah,
I think I played against him once, but he was in Pittsburgh for a little bit, and then we'd do shootout at the end of practice, right?
Yeah.
And the amount of time I was just picking up my jock in the corner is crazy. This guy's insane. He's like so smooth, so deceptive. He was great.
So you probably got what? How many starts left to the season you think you got under your belt? Because I know you've probably worked it out with the coaches. You're going into the playoffs. What do you think? Five? Six?
Honestly,
maybe four?
We haven't talked about it, really. I don't know, honestly. Maybe something like that, right? 4 or 5, hopefully.
Because how old are you now?
40.
I'm 42, so we're pretty much the same age. Have you, you must have thought about it. How's your family feel about this? Because I know, you know, wife and kids, are they ready for the transition? Are you going to take a step away from hockey? Because your wife must, mine was ecstatic when I retired. She's like, great, let's go get away from this lifestyle. How's that conversation go?
Yeah, my wife's been good. No, she's been very supportive and also said, like, you know, if you want to keep playing, I'm not packing the house and moving, you know, moving the kids from school and stuff. But, you know, if you stick around Minnesota and stuff like that. But
hold on. Did you just say you're going to play more? Hold on. There's a chance. Are we doing a Michael Jordan here? No. I'm watching The Last Dance right now. Are you coming back?
Oh, no, I can't be doing this again. Jeez.
I think we can.
No. Yeah. No, thank you.
thank you.
Yeah, but some days, like, I don't know, I think the kids would say, like, they'll miss coming to the rink, right? Coming to the locker rooms, you know, being part of the team. And I think the wife's probably worried about having me at the house every day, too. And it's also, might be a little scary.
How old are your kids now?
She'll be 12, 9, and 5.
12, 9, and 5. All girls?
Two girls and a boy, last one.
How cool is that to have them at the rink? Because I have kids myself, and I never got the chance. My kids, when I retired, I think were 6-4, 4-2 or something. I have 8 now, and they're all just like, they don't even know I'm a hockey player.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, you played hockey, what? So how cool is it to be able to like take them to the rink and have them around the guys and say, this is my life, because it's such a huge part of your life. You're 40 and playing since you're probably 3. Is that cool to be able to share that with them?
Yeah, for sure. My youngest is my boy, and he's 5. It'll be 6 soon. But I was just hoping that I could play long enough, you know, for him to remember, right, coming to the locker room and watching the games and stuff like that.
You and could do a LeBron James type thing where you just, it's like you're still young. You could be a backup, play 10 games. No, I'm just teasing. We'll get to a couple quick hits now, but I just want to touch on Kaprizov and Faber. You know, they're incredible guys. I play with Foligno. I play with Zuccarello. I play with a lot of guys on your team. Do you see any similarities between those two and like a Letang or a Malkin or guys like that? Because you always compare to the best teams you were on, Stanley Cup runs, champions. Do you see any comparisons between this Wild team and any like great teams you were on? No, he doesn't. No, never mind. Sorry.
Oh, wait. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to compare a team you won with, right? You've done everything, going through the ups and downs. But I don't know, like 1 year, but I feel like in Pittsburgh, we've had some years that we're battling playoffs and we did very well and into the playoffs, right? And I think that's a little bit the situation we're in right now. You know, we've been having lots of injuries and still fighting, you know, to stay in the playoffs and playing like close games, you know, every night. And I think it's a good thing, you know, it's a good thing to be able to thrive in those games, you know, and have success in those one goal game. And because that's what you're going to see in the playoffs, right? And like you said, Faves is, you know, obviously a great offensive and a great all around D-man. He's awesome. And Kirill too is a little bit like you said, like Sid, I think. He's, you know, big legs, strong core, right? Keeps it, goes to the corners, goes in front. Makes, you know, silky plays here and there. So it's been fun to watch too.
Hi, Pod fans. Max and Barry here from Football Weekly. Right now, we're supported by Mini. Hey, Baz.
Hi.
There's a new England manager, and as we all know, for the first time in the history at the helm, the men's team has a German, Thomas Tuchel. Barry, for nearly a quarter of a century, Mini's been under German management. They became part of the BMW Group back in 2001, and Mini would humbly like to suggest that sometimes when you've got great ingredients, all you need is a bit of fresh perspective and a few new ideas. Catch England's match against Albania at Wembley on the 21st of March, and good luck, England.
Hey, it's Dr. Rupi here from the Doctor's Kitchen podcast, which is currently being sponsored by Virgin Media Broadband. Virgin Media wants everyone to have a smooth broadband experience with super fast speed and reliability. They're making broadband seamless. So if you're fed up with lags, cutouts, or excessive buffering time for watching TV or doing podcast interviews online like myself, then search Virgin Media Broadband. T's and C's apply. Virgin Fiber areas. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
No, I just thought of that while you were talking. Like, you've seen everything, done everything internationally, NHL-wise. The goalie is not usually the, I would say, the captain of the team or the guy to lean on when times get tough. Do the guys use you as that kind of veteran presence? Because you got Bogosian, you have some other guys, but do you put yourself in that role?
I feel like I'm not a big talker, maybe in the room, to everybody. No, I'm not the most vocal. I think I'll maybe talk guys more like one-on-one, and I'll see how they're doing and everything all right and stuff like that. On the ice too, I think try to keep him smiling, try to keep him loose, you know, yell at them a bit and stuff, right? But like you said, we have a good group, you know, Spurge, our captain, Moose, Zawson, Bogle, right? So we've got some good veteran on the team that helps with that too.
All right, we'll do some quick questions here, and I know you have a tight exit because you have to go skate with the fourth line guys. I would imagine the healthy scratches.
Yeah, exactly.
What's that like? I want to, because that was me, man. That was my life forever. Everybody gets a day off, and it's like, John, you're coming in still to get your work in.
Yeah.
How has that changed? Because now you're the guy who's going to be getting, like, is that fun for you to come in on a day off and be like, jeez, I got to come in now? Like, come on, I'm 40, coach. Give me a break. How is that like?
It's different. It's different. You know, like you said, I think I've been used and maybe spoiled, you know, for so long in my career to be the main guy and play a lot of games. And games are fun, you know?
Yeah. To
play.
Listen, not a lot of guys could do that. I play with tons of really talented guys who wouldn't humble themselves to play a third, fourth line role. Was that hard for you to take take a step back and be like, it's not my net anymore. I'm going to be the backup. Yeah.
It is. I think it's a little shot in the gut bit, right? Like just to go with it. But like maybe in Pittsburgh, you know, when Matt Murray came and we won the cup, so I was like not playing much then too. So that was like really hard because it was the first time I cared that I was that I sat for so long. And then in Vegas with Robin Leonard too, that we shared a lot and he played a bunch too. So so I feel like you learn from those times, right? And at the end of the day, and right now, like, yeah, I love Gustafsson, you know, he's a good friend, a great kid. He's very talented also. And I just want the team to do well, right? So it's like all this time when it happens, I think the most important things is winning games and not being a distraction, right, for anybody. And just gotta do your job, right? Try to go in there, stop the puck if it's, you know, with the extra guys or with everybody. Not always easy, right, to get the motivation, you know, for those little practice, but still gotta get done.
Yeah, and it's amazing to have that mentality because like you've been dealt some pretty crappy situations. And, you know, and just looking at your career, like it's not ideal and you've managed to kind of rise to the top and keep playing. Like it's just, I think when you look back, you'll realize like, holy crap, like I went through a lot. Do you ever get that sense? Because I did the whole All-Star fiasco and it sucked. But then after the fact, I can go, hey, man, I played in the All-Star game. It was great. Uh-huh. And do you think you'll be able to look back and go, you know what? I did it the right way.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. There was like some hard time, definitely. Both in Pittsburgh, both in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's always all you get up from, right? All you bounce back from it. All you keep working through it, you know, keep doing your thing and other opportunities happen, and because of it, you know, I've had a few runs to the Stanley Cup playoffs too, and the finals a few times now.
Oh yeah, you've had an excellent career, like Hall of Fame, first ballot. All right, weird one. What's the jersey? Obviously Pittsburgh, right? I know it's. I don't answer because I don't want to put you on the spot. That's a stupid question. Yeah, you got the Wild jersey on right now. Couple more than I'll let you go. I know you got to get one bombs clapped at you from the healthy scratches. So who's had the hardest shot in the league you've ever faced? Is Shea Weber, Chara?
I feel like Chara was like fast. It came at you real quick. But then Weber was like heavy. It would through your pants, your arms, it would just hurt.
Would you get bruised up as a goalie, like if it hit you wrong?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, because you're a big guy. You're like, what, 220, 230?
I wish. 190, maybe.
Who's the one goal you've always wanted to fight?
Ooh. I just wanted one, I think. It didn't matter who, kind of. I just wanted to get one fight in, you know, before.
There's still time.
There's still some time, yeah.
Imagine going out that way, dropping the mitts at center ice with somebody. How great would that be?
It's getting hard. I think it's hard because last time me and Binnington tried, but then like the ref, they jump in so quick. Like we don't, you know, last time I thought was in junior, and then you take your helmet off, you know, and go center and ice all day. Yeah. But then like it was just right away, they were on us and kept us apart. So I don't know.
Oh, you'd be doing the world a favor if you beat up Binnington. Oh, that'd be so great. I would love that. I got Ryan Miller in fight when we played Toronto and I jumped. It was good stuff. All right, hardest shot. Who's your most favorite defenseman to play? Like the guy you're like locked in. I love that guy. Rob Scuderi?
That's a good name. It's tough. There's I hate just naming one guy, right? Because I've had so many.
You can name a couple.
Scuderi is awesome. Such a good D-man for the goalie, right?
Hal Gill?
Al Gill too, yeah. Long stick, always around, always, yeah. Cheer you up too, talks a lot, you know, it was awesome. Remember Jay McKee? Had him in Buffalo too.
Yeah, I know Jay.
He would like, he would love like making goalie saves, you know, kicking the pads and like a couple hollering while doing it, you know, that was awesome.
Would you, as a goalie, just one guy who you just like, I love playing in front of that guy or behind that guy?
A D, you mean, or an
anybody? Yeah, it's a D man.
I can't. I can't tell your name because I've had too many.
Okay, great answer.
Great
You're just
teammates.
really killing it here at the end. I love that. No, and I understand that you're still playing. You can't say much, but I appreciate it. I'm going to let you go. Any words for the kids? You know, you've been around. Advice for the kids. A little blurb.
I think work hard, have fun. You know, try your best always. You know, and have fun. It's a game, still a game, and don't need to play 12 months a year, 12 months a year too. You know, do other sports in the summer. Try something else once in a while.
I like that. What was your other sport? I played lacrosse. What was yours?
Baseball, soccer.
Baseball and soccer. Nice. Yeah. All right, well, Marc-Andre, I appreciate your time. I thank the Minnesota Wild for setting this up. It's been a roller coaster. And yeah, go on, get on the ice. Aaron Sickman there. Look at him. I've been putting him through hell. I've texted him like every day. Is Marc-Andre coming? Is he going to be here? What about tomorrow? What about tomorrow? And he's like, he's so busy. He's so busy. He's so popular. It's unbelievable. You Jeez. Love it. Look at the smile. You're so popular.
No, I like talking to you. I like talking to like older players. Eh? Like, I think it's fun.
You Did
know
you
what
call
else?
Me irrelevant at the old. Start of this?
Oh, yeah, because you chirped me first. I can't just take it.
I was going to go that way the whole time. Like, why are you such a jerk? Like, why?
What a dick.
All right, man. Well, thanks, Marc-Andre. I appreciate it. And I All good right. luck the rest of the way, man. You're honestly, we're one of the best to play against. So congrats, man.
Everything. Appreciate it. Yeah. All the best All right. to you. Take care, man.
See you, man. Thanks, Aaron, All for right. setting this up.
Take care, John.
Oh, you're right, the best too, one. Aaron. I love you guys.
Bye-bye.
Let's hear
See
man.
You, fellas.
Okay, bye.
That was Marc-Andre Fleury of the Minnesota Wild. Fantastic interview. Obviously, very pressed for time. I appreciate you guys listening. Hopefully, we're going to have some more interviews down the pipeline here. And have a good weekend. Cheers.
What if your bank did more than just bank? With HSBC Premier, it's like carrying your own entourage in your wallet. Premier Wealth Management? Check. Premier Health Perks? All clear. Premier Travel Benefits? You're covered. And Premier International Banking? See, we, yo, ya. In fact, everything's Premier when your bank account is. Search HSBC Premier. HSBC UK. Opening up a world of opportunity. Apply with £100,000 annual income or £100,000 savings or investments with HSBC UK or Premier status abroad.
With AI, if you can think it, you can make it. But so can cybercriminals. Norton VPN Ultimate helps protect you and your family. Combining advanced online privacy protection with AI-powered scam detection so you can live your best digital life. Today's online privacy threats have met their match. Search Norton VPN Ultimate for a fast and reliable VPN that keeps you safer online.